Hey guys, today will be another scary story. I know it is Tuesday, and I know I said I'll be doing like Friday podcast, but you know, get a little caught up in time. So I'm gonna do a New Year's horror story. So here we go. This is actually from my cousin. So, shout out to her. Her name's Cheyenne. It's 10. And it's getting time for the disco ball, whatever, to fall down. And, I'm in New York, so I'm in my hotel room getting ready for the big event. And as I'm there, I hear these knocks at my hotel door. And I'm just thinking it's just the neighbors beside me knocking on the wall, not sure what they're doing. So I hit the door, and I hit the wall, and they hit back even harder than what I did. And I noticed it wasn't coming from them. It was coming from my hotel door. So I look through the peephole, and it's just black. And you know how when you look through a peephole, you see the whole front of your door and whoever's out there. So it's black, and I open the door to peek, and nothing's there. So I just think it's my mind playing tricks on me since I'm so excited, and my mind's racing, so I think nothing of it. So I'm getting ready to leave, and I go to the hotel elevator, and as I press the lobby floor to go down, a man sticks his hand through the door and catches it before I leave. Well, he gets on, and I notice he has a black coat. And that made me suspicious because the front of my peephole was black. And I say, which floor? And he says, lobby. So, as we're going down, remember, this is a 40-floor hotel. So, we're going down, and I notice he's just staring at me. Weird. And I hear he's murmuring something like, Dubai, Zuba, something. I don't even know. And, as he's there, I'm kind of feeling like he's rubbing me or something. And before I know it, he grabs me by the neck and throws me against the elevator wall and is choking me. And I'm fighting and pushing and kicking, and he's not budging. So I take my thumb and press it into his eye, and I push him off. And we're at the first floor, and I run out screaming, help, help, this man's trying to kill me. And before the hotel security could get to the elevator, he was gone. So I went to the ball, but it wasn't exciting as I wanted it to be. I had hotel security escorts go to my room, let me get my stuff, and I was out of there in a quick second. And that was the last time I would ever go back to that hotel. Hi, we're back again, and we're going to have another story. And this will be like a field trip story. So me and my friend Josh like to prank. And this field trip was a fun one. The teacher said it was going to be. So we're going there, and we look outside, and there's this car beside us driving. And we wave at it, and it just keeps on driving. Not thinking of us. Not even looking at us. So I just think of it. Well, he didn't see us. Or she didn't see us. So we pull up to the aquarium, which was where we were going. And the man or woman pulls up and gets out. And I noticed I noticed it was a woman. And she was looking suspicious. So right then and there, I just felt real creeped out, so I just went to my class and got in line. As we're walking, looking at the spots and how do you say it? The sights and things and stuff. I notice everywhere we go, she's a couple feet away from us, staring at us. And I tell Josh, and he just thinks nothing of it. Like, you know, normal teenagers just say, just tell the teacher and move on. But that's not what I did. The class left, and I stayed there staring at her. It's like she was hypnotizing me. Then Josh grabs my shoulder and says, come on, dude, let's go. So we go, and we ask the teacher, can we go to the bathroom? He says, yes, hurry back. So we go to the bathroom, and we're in there, and we hear the door open. And it's the woman and two other men. And I think they're, like, different. They're, like, from a different country. She says, bye. And they just run at us and grab us, and they're pulling us and covering our mouths so we won't be able to scream. And they take us to the back to their car, and they drive off with us. And they tell us, don't scream or you will be killed. So we just listen to what they say, and we get in the car. And then me and Aaron have this plan. We take out the two guys, hit them in the neck, hit the woman in the neck where she drives off. We both get out the car, and we run and escape. Crazy, stupid, the plan worked. We get back and we tell the teacher. He calls the cops, and there was no trace of the car or the woman. So the security had looked over the footage of the aquarium, and they did not see us. They did not see us get snatched away. Until this day, me and Josh know that there was something there with us at that aquarium. Thank you guys. Those are two stories for you that I had read for you. And just leave any questions or comments or concerns. Bye.